You know, all he did was say something righteous. Oh, he's so obnoxious. Obnoxious is like, you know, someone like walking down the street stinking drunk. That's obnoxious. Someone declaring the righteousness and faith of God, that's not obnoxious. It might be kind of bold and speaking kind of plain, but hey, let's move along. Verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things that are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Let me retranslate that for our modern day. Thou believest in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You do well. The devils also believe and tremble. But will you know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? I'll hold there, even though it's not really a break in thought. I want to talk. Well, this goes on about Abraham. Now, let's read the whole thing. Verse 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers, and had sent out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. This is true. And this is, some people would say, well, this is contrary to what Paul says, because you could probably find a single verse that would contradict this in Paul. You know, by faith a man is justified and not by the works of the law. But notice, what does James mention? Does he mention, thou hast faith, I have circumcision. Show me your faith without circumcision, show you my faith by circumcision. See, he's talking about the works of the law. Paul. Now, James doesn't have that in mind. He has the law of liberty in mind. And the works which are of God. Remember, it is God that worketh in us to will and do his good pleasure. Paul also teaches that you must have works. Oh, yes. Again, James is really just saying it in a different way. He would never say, a man is justified without faith. Because he definitely doesn't say that, does he? If by works a man is made just. Man is justified by faith. Man is made righteous by faith. But, again, it is not like I said. I've said on many occasions. Jesus said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, free from sin, you shall be free indeed. Not in theory. Meaning, this is the whole reason why people hate the book of James. Because it overthrows their gospel. Totally tears it down. Now, I believe Paul also tears it down, and I've been teaching that. Okay? But absolutely, you know, because as Paul says, the grace of God teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live righteously, soberly, ungodly in this present world. If that's not works, tell me what is. The grace teaches us something. The faith gives us something. Paul taught that. There's no difference, except in the way he expresses it. Faith, if it doesn't have works, meaning what? Something's got to work by faith. By faith, things work. I believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You do well. But there's more than just believing in a name. Well, I believe God rose him from the dead. Good. There's more than just believing God rose him from the dead. You know why? Because as God rose him from the dead, so you should walk in newness of life. You need to work that. Now, you don't work it by your own power. James never says that. But you have to have the work happening. In fact, that fact that the work happening, that's how your faith is shown. Not, you know, it is displayed. Why? Look what Paul said. Paul said the same thing in a different wording, but it's there. Philippians chapter 3. No, I'm sorry. Chapter 2. We did this already with James. But look at, he says, "For it is God that worketh in you." God that worketh in you, both to will and do. You've got to do his good pleasure. We have to do things, not just will things. I want to be saved, so I believe in Jesus. No, I also do things to be saved, not to earn God's favor. James doesn't say, by works you get the grace of God. No, no, no. Salvation is a work, and you got to work in it and at it to be saved. Not that there's any chance of failure. For those who get saved, those whom he chose from the foundation, from before the foundation of the world, those whom he foreknew, they are going to be saved. There's no doubt in God's mind. But we have to make this sure to ourselves. As far as it's, I don't know, I like to be assured, don't you? Paul says that your profiting may appear to all men. But here, look at it. It is God that worketh in you both to will and do his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. That's a work. That you may be blameless and harmless. More works. The sons of God. How are you going to do that work? Without rebuke. That's a good work. In the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. How do you shine as lights in the world? Saying, I believe in Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Well, what a bright light you are. You know how much blasphemy goes on because people have just boiled the gospel down to that and literally